picking up our Lecture 2 journey. We are now on page 30 of the PDF. Still got 50 pages to go, good Lord. We're starting section 2B of the webpage listing, two-level nested measured or normal model data recap, brief overview of high school and beyond, the canonical example that everyone does. Therefore, we'll show you a quick view of it. If you want to see more detail, especially on the data management part of it and then the analysis, Lab 2 of Stat 209, the 2019 version of Stat 209, which you can get off the Rugosa teaching main page, has much more detail and various other versions of this, but this will be a quick walkthrough. So page 30 of the PDF, which is where we're starting, introduces you to package MEMSS, which has historical import here. The mixed effects models really started in terms of their computer implementation with 20 years ago with Pinheiro and Doug Bates. Pinheiro is a Bates student, Wisconsin. Mixed effects models in S and S plus. S, of course, is the progenitor of R. S was a commercial package, and R is the free fork of it, which, of course, has come to dominate over the last 20 years. S was developed at Bell Labs. Trevor Hasty and John Chambers on the Stanford Statistics faculty were important in doing that. So that's where it all comes from. And the high school and beyond data, that's one of the places we can find it. We're going to start our own analyses with a constructed data set, what we call the full single bright data set. But just to show you what's done here and a form you'll often find these type of data are, is in two parts, a level one file and a level two file. Level one file contains individuals with a school ID link, and level two has the school data, such as school means, various characteristics of school like size, whereas school one, and you can see that on page 31, and you can start out and then construct a single data set for use for with LMER. And we do that in lab two in Stat 209. We're not going to bother with those details here. Page 32 has a quick from the MEMSS package. Data Math Achieve and Data Math Achieve School are the level one and level two several files. About 3,600 kids in each of the public and Catholic groupings. And there are 90 public schools, 70 Catholic schools. And then Stat 209 Lab 2 creates a combined data set and uses LMER. So this is the way data often starts out. We're just going to jump in to where we've merged these together and done a few things. And then we'll get to the crux of the content of the example. So where we would start is Bright Data Prepared. That's on Rugosa Teaching. That's where the link is. Here's an old link on top of page 33. And what we're going to use for characterize each student is what school they belong in, the student's SES level, socioeconomic status, the characteristics of an individual. Their outcome is going to be their math achievement score. And then characteristics of the school they belong to, the mean SES of the school. Some schools draw from lower SES. Some schools draw from higher SES groups. What we call CSES is a centered SES, which is quite useful. It's the relative standing of a student in their own school. So centered SES is the student's individual SES with the school's mean SES subtracted from it. So it's SES minus mean SES for each student. That's a relative standing. So we have his absolute SES standing, his or her, and we have the relative standing compared to those in the school. And then sector is the grouping, public versus Catholic schools. So government schools versus parochial schools, however you want to phrase it. Depends on your point of view. And these are observational data. People self-select into schools, so we really can't draw any strong conclusions whether Catholic schools work better than public schools. But it's a useful data modeling exercise. Take a look at this, and we'll comment on the results in the end. But our basic model formulation and data analysis, rather than educational policy, is the key thing here. And this is the data example everyone uses to illustrate their programs. And it's a good modeling exercise because it has some level one and some level two action. So the posting session is HSB data, week two, stat 196. And we read in the bright data on page 34 of the PDF. We, of course, have to load LME4, and it's good to remember that. Here, this is an older version. I grabbed it from an older website. Your link will be Rugosa Teaching. You might get a problem with doing that these days with aliases. And a useful thing to do, just like with the growth curve example, is get a look at what the math achievement on CSES, simple straight line regression, looks like for each school. So by school, so XY plot, looking at that, and we want to look at on page, for example, 36, we get to see that, a sample of 50 schools. We get to see it for both public and Catholic schools. And if you take a look at page 36, here's a sample of 30 public schools. I just did a sample. Since we had 90, that would make a very condensed plot, but you could do that. And for example, school 1374, taking a look at that on page 36, the y-axis is math achievement. The x-axis, the horizontal axis, is individuals' SES. You'd like to see that gradient rather small, the slope small. You'd like to see that instruction was equally effective for high SES kids and low SES kids. Unfortunately, in the public schools, you see rather steep gradients, although school 5762 seems to have rather negative slope, or 1942 might be regarded as egalitarian with a rather flat slope. So you'd like these slopes not to be too large. Them that has gets, or it's all zip codes or phrases the teachers union uses to describe socioeconomic status influence on achievement. You'd like this slope to be flatter. You'd like the level, the absolute level of math achievement, to be high. So an attractive school has a high mean math achievement and a relatively flat slope. We're going to find out that Catholic schools do a lot better on both than government schools. So if you look at page 37, should be the Catholic schools. And you see that, well, it's hard to see at higher mean, but you can see there's lots of schools with relatively flat slopes. 3498 towards the bottom. 3992, even some with negative slopes because of anomalous observation out there. But we're going to see the Catholic schools by smart first-year student, just using LMList, have flatter slopes, which is a good thing, and higher means, which is an even better thing. Public schools have lower mean achievement and a larger dependence gradient for SES, where higher SES kids do demonstrably better. Catholic schools damp that a bit. That may be a function of the students they get. It may be a function of how they do good. So that's the description, that's the beginning of a smart first-year student. We can quantify those looks at the schools by doing some LM list, which undoubtedly is what we're going to do. Yes. Okay. And the most interesting thing to do is the side-by-side box plots. So what we're going to do, and that's back to PDF page 35, where I'm running the code. Here we did above that, where the red box is where we're going, just to show you how we got the public plot, where we had 90 public schools and I took less. Here's a unique one. I just sampled, I drew a sample of 30 and then plugged that in. That is, ran an XY plot saying only use the schools that are in my list P for public. So, and there's lots of ways of doing it. Fancy people would do that all in one line. That's not all that descriptive. So I wanted to show you, you can easily use sample do that. 90 is too much to squeeze in. We did manage to squeeze in the Catholic schools. Okay. Key thing you could do to show what's going on is the side-by-side box plots. And there may be an issue, there have been in some years, an issue with LMList running subsets. You can see basically we're running an LMList just for the Catholic schools, just for the public schools. We have a separate listing. If that doesn't give you the right answer, in some years, on some machines it doesn't, it manages to numerically mess things up. Side-by-side box plot creation, where we basically create a subset of Catholic schools and then run LMList on them. Create a subset of public schools, run LMList on it separately. Rather than do the subsetting within the LMList command. And we have a separate listing, caution from prior year, side-by-side box part creation, LMList subset issue. This was brought up a couple years ago because in class, which is a nice and interactive place, people can run code in real time because I have everything there. And some people got messed up results and it wasn't their fault. So we created side-by-side box plots. Let's take a look at them. Let's see where I have them hidden. Here's some growth curves. Ah, page 40 is what your side-by-side box plots should look like. Now, an important side note on intercepts, because we centered the SES, CSES, for each student, and we ran the within group, within school regression, the intercept, the value for which CSES is zero, is the middle of the data. That makes the intercept Y bar. All regression lines go through X bar, Y bar. So the intercept is actually rather meaningful. It's the mean math achievement for the school. It's where CSES equals zero, but because it's centered, that's the middle of the data. And so the line passes through at CSES equals zero, Y bar. So this is mean math achievement. And you can see Catholic schools have a median about 13, 14. Public schools have a median about 12. That's a pretty good difference. And they're reasonably, math achievement scores, math achievement scores are reasonably well behaved, not many outside the fences. So median and quartiles, in fact, Catholic schools are superior enough that the lower quartile of Catholic schools almost exceeds the upper quartile of public schools. So there's a pretty good difference. So Catholic schools are having higher achievement, but of course people self-select into those. Of course, in the background, a lot of this is parents. Parents that make the effort to send their kids to a parochial school may well be more involved in the kids' education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then on to the interesting question of gradients, which is dependence on SES. you can see public schools have a much stronger dependence on SES. That is in a positive direction. That is, high SES kids have higher achievement. Catholic schools a good deal lower. That's, I believe, an attractive result for Catholic schools. So Catholic schools win in this comparison both ways, at least descriptively. We'll fit the formal LMER model and see that both of those are quite well pinned down, and therefore for the 160 schools, we have a pretty clear advantage to Catholic schools over government schools. Coming back to our main analysis, which is page 39, and here's, we do this on the board. To show you, we have the Bright LMER. Okay, we need to jump around a little bit in the PDF to formulate the model. I usually do this all at the board because it's a useful exercise to do the substitution. So the pieces I want to call to your attention are PDF page 46, the lower frame of the Stat 209 handout, where we have the level 1 and level 2 models. And the level 1 model is a simple regression within each school of the math achievement score. I is school, J is student, giving you an intercept, which is the outcome, math achievement mean, and the gradient, alpha 1. So we want to know both about the gradient. We saw that was higher for public schools, for centered SES. Because we centered the SES as mean 0, that makes the intercept meaningful, and that's quite useful. And then the level 2 model puts forth a dependence of both math achievement level, which is the intercept, alpha 0, on sector, public versus Catholic, and also slope. In their analysis, they also throw in mean SES as an additional predictor. It won't change things much. You could do it with or without. It makes it a more interesting modeling exercise. Here's an old LME with different syntax, a little bit different syntax. If we jump ahead to PDF page 49, we see an excerpt, and you can see right on board, because I do this on board, John Fox's tutorial, which would be linked on Stat 209. I don't know if I linked it here. I was trying to keep it simply where he works out this example, but here are the key pages, so you have them. Working through high school and beyond, he writes it out more nicely. The level 1 model is math achievement on CSES, identifying alpha 0 and alpha 1. Alpha 0, math achievement mean. Alpha 1, the gradient for an individual J and school I. Yes. Consider school intercepts depend on sector and the average level of SES. And so we get our level 2 model that math achievement level depends on sector. Math achievement gradient depends on sector. We'd like alpha 1 to be low, alpha 0 to be high. How do the sectors compare? And if you then do the substitution, and this is going to be lovely on page 50, you do the substitution and John Fox gives you the detailed answer, substituting in the level 2 into the level 1. You get on page 50 of the PDF, and this is what I do at the board. I do a lot of things at the board that we're not able to do in this format, but I'll talk about them to some limited extent. You get a main effect for mean SES, main effect for sector, a main effect for CSES, product term of mean SES, CSES, product term of sector, CSES. That is going to lead us to two composite terms in the fixed effects part of the model. Mean SES star CSES, which includes the main effects and that interaction or product term. Sector star CSES, because we have the main effects, sector CSES, and the interaction or product term in this format. That is how the models, the fixed effect parts of the model you'll see when we go back to it. If you write those things down, as I say, this is where the board is useful. And then the random effects part of the model is just the math achievement on CSES regression within each school. So let's go back to the formulation. On page 44 of the PDF, we have one of the many versions of doing that. We'll come back to, I think I have in a later PDF page, the subsetting issue for LMList, but we kind of saw the box plot, and I'll show you the details of that. So with the Bright prepared data, if we wanted to go directly to the LMER, first reorder the factors, and I have a couple of various comments on this and the output. Just to, R will always do things, in alphabetical order. We wanted to put public versus Catholic in this order because that's the way Breckenridge-Rombusch and everybody else do it. So now Catholic is at top. So sector Catholic and sector Catholic are going to be the key ones rather than the second. It would be 0-1. We're changing it to 1-0 by doing the factor and changing the levels. There's lots of reorder commands in R, but that's what we did for the sector. So then the LMER, as we say, has math achievement tilde, these two composite terms, mean SES star CSES, which gets us both main effects of those and the product term or interaction, and then sector star CSES. R didn't care that CSES appears twice as a main effect. It should once, putting it once is enough. And then the random part of the model that is within each school, stuff that changes over school, is a regression of math achievement on CSES. The one plus is not necessary. It's implicit, but I put it in to be explicit. So paren CSES bar school will get you the random part of the model that is within each school. We're doing that regression. Those regressions differ over schools. And the data is Bright. And so if you do a summary, and I did double check, even in 2020, you do not get an is singular problem with this because not a very complicated model. I believe the binary predictors when we're doing t-tests within each school are what cause us or what causes R to get annoyed because you get near the boundary in their view. That's why we had to tell it to relax. Okay, summary gives us these famous numbers and these match whatever you've seen. Sector Catholic, if you'll see, that's the difference between Catholic minus public on math achievement. If you follow your gammas through, that's 1.22, quite significant. We'll see a confidence interval in a moment. And then the comparison of the gradients is CSES colon sector Catholic, and you'll follow your gammas through. You'll see that's the coefficient in the alpha 1 equation for sector, and that's minus 1.6, which of course is significant also. And if you wanted to run AFEX on this, you could get p-values. Old-fashioned, slide 45, you can ignore. It's just updating people how the LME syntax, which was the old package NLME from last century, which is still widely used because it gives you p-values, versus how the random effects are now have a much better syntax in LMER. So if your advisor is using LME or NLME package because they're used to it, you know the translation. Then on to p-values. Okay, doing inference. Okay, so page 48 has our confidence intervals. We could do a bootstrap or a confint, and we mainly care about the fixed effects here. Sector Catholic is clearly well away from zero in terms of math achievement between 0.6 and 1.8. I think it's a 12-point scale. 12, you can see intercept and CSCS, Catholic Comparison of the Gradient, you can see it's quite negative. Catholics are quite flatter, which is, I think, a good thing. That is lower dependence on SES. Here's the lovely bit, pages 49 and 50 from John Fox's appendix on HSB, which is linked in Stat 209. And that concludes our high school and beyond. So it's a good example. It's really good idea to work through and make sure you understand the substitution of level one, level two, and you can trace your gammas through, because those are your fixed effects that show up in the summary table. We've seen confidence intervals, and we saw the relevant plots. The side-by-side box plots are kind of the ball game for the smart first-year student, but you can look at the XY plots also. So that is it for nested data. Our next section, the last section of this lecture, is experiments. Crossed, mainly crossed, somewhat nested experiments.